Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the morning after the primary election, and actually some surprises in the election.
What would you say is the biggest surprise, John?
You know, I'm not too sure if you were close to the race, you're that surprised, but jumping Johnny DeFazio, who's been on Allegheny County Council since 2000, loses his reelection bid to Bethany Hallam, who is 29 years old, and she went out and she beat the pavement, knocked on doors, and talked to people, and she comes away with a win, and it wasn't a narrow win. I mean, you're talking about 7,000 vote difference in an election that was about 100,000 votes total.
I know, and you look at the city, and people are waking up saying, in many cases, who's Bobby Wilson that upset Darlene Harris?
Yeah.
We have the executive of Allegheny County with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, just to make it clear, you were the undisputed winner in the primary last night.
Tough competition there.
Well, I like to say your chances of winning are a lot better when you're the only one on the ballot.
So, yes, and we congratulate you.
Thank you. I think you saw a lot of change last night. You know, you mentioned John DeFazio. John's the last member now of the original county council that got elected in 99. I was one of those back in 99, and John was the last one, and last night lost, obviously, to someone almost a half a century his junior, 50 years younger. So you're starting to see, and we started to see this really a couple of years ago when a number of mayors, I think there were about seven or eight mayors in some of the towns around Allegheny County who lost in primaries, particularly in Democratic primaries, to younger, more progressive candidates. And I think, you know, you're seeing some of that nationally, some of that play out, but certainly in urban areas like Pittsburgh. And you look at the north side changed over city council and county council last night for, you know, younger, more progressive candidates. And I think that talks about a changing demographic of what Pittsburgh is becoming.
Let's talk about what could happen on county council, because you talk about the north side. Olivia Bennett, who is 40 years old, wins and says one of the quotes she has in the paper this morning in the Post-Gazette, I'm usually out in the streets advocating. One of the recent ones was with the Antoine Rose trial. She is a street activist, and now she's going to be on county council. She's got a lot of strong ideas about the justice system and things like that. And then you have Bethany Hallam, who upset John DeFazio, who's 29 and has made no effort. Actually, she used it as a campaign that she is a recovering opioid addict who spent time in the Allegheny County Jail after violating probation, and she believes that the county needs to make some changes and put more help into the opioid crisis so that people like her don't end up in the Allegheny County Jail. You've got two very strong women who are coming into county council, and as John Delano asked on Twitter just a little while ago, is county council now going to have a real voice, unlike what has been really kind of behind the scenes?
Well, it remains to be seen. And some of these things that you're talking about within the criminal justice system really are affected more by the judiciary and the district attorney, not necessarily county council. I mean, county council won't be taking votes on, you know, how the criminal justice system operates. It's certainly an issue that's out there. There's no question with the Antoine Rose situation. And I think we saw some of that play out a little bit in a closer district attorney race. Even though Stephen won pretty big, Steve Zappala, it's really the first time he's even had a challenge in all these years. So you do see an activism that's out there, whether it's street activism or whatever you want to call it, that want to see changes. And I think criminal justice is one of those areas that you're seeing. You're starting to see it at the state level. You're seeing legislation put up around things like civilian review boards, the way police interaction with folks is allowed to play out. So I think you are seeing a lot of this start to occur, and you see an electorate that in a low turnout election, I think we saw a 17-18% turnout last night. Folks that are active in a certain issue can affect change and can get people elected and people thrown out of office.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, the undisputed champ last night.
Yeah, how many times this year, how many times have you been elected now?
Well, this is will be my third, and that'll be the last, because it's a term-limited position. I'll be the first to go three terms. The first two, Jim Roddy went one term, Dan Honorato went two, so I'll be the first one to go third. So maybe I'm fortunate that I don't have to go one more time, because, you know, maybe people get tired of certain people in office, so there won't be a fourth term, that's for sure.
So, I see. So what's
it'll be interesting. These new members on council and new members in city council and county council, you know, can affect change.
So you're a lame duck, is what you're saying.
I guess that's one way to put it, John.
John has some cicadas for you, Rich, to celebrate a walking taco like never before. Well, thanks for your time as always, Rich. We appreciate it. Have a great Memorial
Absolutely.
Weekend.
I want to know, John, if we could put those in pierogies. Do they work in pierogies?
Oh, you know, that would be a great use for them.
PNC Park.
Absolutely. Cicada pierogies.
Nice job.
Man, deep fried. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.